to speak to Rob Beale, Managing Partner of Morris Owen. Good to speak to you again, Rob.
Good to speak to you, Tim.
Winter is coming. I know we're in autumn. It does feel a bit chillier of late, of course. And, of course, our household costs certainly go up in winter. Maybe it's a little bit late for us to be talking about this, but what from a financial perspective, what sort of things should we be thinking about when it comes to winter? And, you know, should we be fixing rates on fuel, or, you know, that's not too late, I guess, to do that. What are your thoughts on around those sort of things?
Yeah, I think it's like everything. First of all, you've got to examine where your household finances are to determine how much action you can actually take. But I guess for me, it fits into two criteria. One is, if you get the opportunity, perhaps doing stuff before it goes wrong, you know, looking at your insulation before you have a problem with heat coming out the top of your house, and those types of aspects. But also in terms of your bills, looking at it and saying, actually, is going for a fix on my gas or electric the right way for me to go? I think the problem whenever someone fixes something, whether it's gas or electric or whether it's their mortgage or whatever the case is, very often they think, you know, am I going to be a winner or loser out of this? Which almost loses the point of why you fix. You fix for certainty. And if you know what your household income is going to be, actually, what would you prefer? Taking the risk, but actually then being a loser because you haven't fixed, or actually saying it might cost me a bit more, but I'm paying for that certainty over the course of the winter that I know where I am. And therefore, I perhaps don't need to worry so much about making that decision as to when I heat the house or don't.
Yeah, I think it's a really good point. And of course, you know, you being an accountant, I assume you're good with money. hope you are from your perspective. But anyway, a little bit tongue in cheek. But of course, the we are old enough, or just about old enough, aren't we, to remember cash? Not just cash in, i.e. before COVID spending cash, but, you know, people used to be paid in cash, and our parents would have been paid in cash. And, you know, interestingly, those kind of principles that they adhered to, i.e. X amount of money is coming on the Friday, that's got to last us through to the following Friday, and then apportion that money, and they had a little case actually with compartments and put the money in. So, and I remember sitting as a young lad, sitting there watching them do that, and that principle has always stayed with me, because we don't pay for everything every month, do we? You know,
yeah.
Unless everything is on a direct debit, and that may or may not be a good thing. But otherwise, yeah, every year you've got certain things that come in, be it your things like council tax and fuel probably are paid monthly now, but things like your household insurance and even food. We don't shop weekly for food like we used to, so it's a monthly shop. So you've got to kind of think about that month and plan your expenditure, haven't you?
Yeah, I think you're right. And I guess there's two points to that. And we've discussed it before to some degree. I think one of the most dangerous things going is having Apple Pay or something like that on your phone, where you're paying for stuff and you just don't see it and you don't experience it. And therefore, you don't really feel the cost of what you're spending your money on. But linked to that, and your point is well made, if you look at any money-saving expert, and more people are doing this, that they're actually drawing money out of the bank in cash and then having a number of envelopes or pots or whatever you want in order to actually put it away so that they know they've got their various expenses covered and put, you know, so they don't need to worry about it. And there is a very good logic in that if that's the way your mind works, that you need to budget in that way.
I think, yeah, I mean, you've exactly that point about pinging something on your phone, it just doesn't feel real, does it? It's not like putting your money in your hand in your pocket and taking some money out. It's just pinging. And as you say, you know, it's not until a few weeks later you happen to be looking at a bank statement or scrolling through your phone and seeing, you know, you've been thinking, what was that transaction there? Mm. And yeah, it does run away, doesn't it? That leads me on very nicely actually to credit cards. Are credit cards a good thing or a bad thing, Rob?
Credit cards are a good thing if you pay them off on a monthly basis, or if you use them as an emergency reserve in the event of a major car repair or a big repair that needs to be done on the house, where effectively it's an immediate access to credit, but then you need to consider how quickly you can pay it off. Bad credit cards are the people that max them out and only pay the minimum amount every month. And as soon as they've made their minimum payment, they then go and max their credit card out because the APRs on credit cards are so high. You know, everyone complains about payday lenders. Well, APRs on credit cards aren't a million miles away from what some of the payday lenders were charging.
Well, exactly. And it is shocking, isn't it? You know, you're talking well into the 30%. And because it doesn't feel like that, because it's only a monthly amount, it's divided by 12. So only for, it's, yeah, but it's 3%, isn't it? But it's the annual amount, as you've just made the point there. And you know, you're better off, aren't you, to look at your finances and get a loan at 8% or something, which you could probably do. And of course, the other thing that I think is the real thing to worry about nowadays is, particularly if you're fairly young and you need to get a mortgage or you want to get a loan, is your credit rating, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's interesting because one of my younger children is looking at going to uni next year, and he was saying, well, I need to get a credit card at some point so I can start to build a credit rating, et cetera, et cetera. He said, and he asked exactly the question that you did. Is it a good thing or not? And my response to him is, it can be incredibly dangerous if you do it wrong. And if you're a typical student, you will get it wrong. I said, but in the long term, a bit like you've had to learn about money and you've had to learn about budgeting, and that will hold you in good stead when you go to uni, you need to learn about credit cards and how to run your financial life.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the key message which my mother said to me years and years ago is, you just have to live within your means, don't you?
Yeah, but I think, you know, if you take him, he's 17 going on 18, he will make mistakes. And to some degree, that's part of learning in life.
That's right. And let's hope they're not too big ones. It's our view, isn't it, on that? Yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Always good to talk to you, Rob. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
Thanks.